Today's reading starts the book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and also put it in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, "The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. And let each survivor, in whatever place he sojourns, be assisted by the men of his place with silver and gold, with goods and with beasts, besides freewill offerings for the house of God that is in Jerusalem." Then rose up the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose spirit God had stirred up to go to rebuild the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem. And all who were about them aided them with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, with beasts, and with costly wares, besides all that was freely offered. Cyrus the king also brought out the vessels of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and placed in the house of his gods. Cyrus, king of Persia, brought these out in the charge of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this was the number of them: 30 basins of gold, 1,000 basins of silver, 29 censers, 30 bowls of gold, 410 bowls of silver, and 1,000 other vessels. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. All these did Sheshbazzar bring up when the exiles were brought from Babylonia to Jerusalem. Now these were the people of the providence who came up out of the captivity of those exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried captive to Babylonia. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Baana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the sons of Parash, 2,172, the sons of Shephatiah, 372, the sons of Era, 775, the sons of Pahath-Moab, namely the sons of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, the sons of Elam, 1,254, the sons of Zattu, 945, the sons of Zakkai, 760, the sons of Bani, 642, the sons of Bebai, 623, the sons of Azgad, 1,222, the sons of Adonikam, 666, the sons of Bigvai, 2,056, the sons of Aden, 454, the sons of Ater, namely Hezekiah, 98, the sons of Bezai, 323, the sons of Jorah, 112, the sons of Hashum, 223, the sons of Gibbar, 95, the sons of Bethlehem, 123, the men of Netephah, 56, the men of Anathoth, 128, the sons of Asmaveth, 42, the sons of Kiriath-Arim, Shephira, and Beeroth, 743, the sons of Ramah and Geba, 621, the men of Michmas, 122, the men of Bethel and Ai, 223, the sons of Nebo, 52, the sons of Magbish, 156, the sons of the other Elam, 1,254, the sons of Haram, 320, the sons of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725, the sons of Jericho, 345, the sons of Sinah, 3,630, the priests, the sons of Jediah, of the house of Jeshua, 973, the sons of Immer, 1,052, the sons of Peshur, 1,247, the sons of Harim, 1,017, the Levites, the sons of Jeshua and Kadmiel, of the sons of Hodaviah, 74, the singers, the sons of Asaph, 128, the sons of the gatekeepers, the sons of Shalom, the sons of Atur, the sons of Talmon, the sons of Akkub, the sons of Hatita, and the sons of Shobai, in all 139, the temple servants, the sons of Ziha, the sons of Hasepha, the sons of Tabaoth, the sons of Kiros, the sons of Siaha, the sons of Padan, the sons of Lebana, the sons of Hagaba, the sons of Akub, the sons of Hagam, the sons of Shamlai, the sons of Hanan, the sons of Gedel, the sons of Gehar, the sons of Reaiah, the sons of Rezin, the sons of Nekoda, the sons of Gazam, the sons of Uzza, the sons of Paseah, the sons of Besai, the sons of Asna, the sons of Meanim, the sons of Nephesim, the sons of Bakbuk, the sons of Hakapha, the sons of Harher, the sons of Basleth, the sons of Mahida, the sons of Harsha, the sons of Barkos, the sons of Sisera, the sons of Tema, the sons of Neziah, and the sons of Hatipha. The sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sotai, the sons of Hasaphereth, the sons of Peruda, the sons of Jaela, the sons of Darkon, the sons of Gidel, the sons of Shephatiah, the sons of Hatil, the sons of Pokereth Hazabim, and the sons of Ammi. All the temple servants and the sons of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Telmela, Telharsha, Cherub, Aden, and Immer, though they could not prove their fathers' houses or their descent, whether they belonged to Israel. The sons of Deliah, the sons of Tobiah, the sons of Nekoda, 652. Also of the sons of the priests, the sons of Hebiah, the sons of Hakaz, and the sons of Barzillai, who had taken a wife from the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These sought their registration among those enrolled in the genealogies, but they were not found there, and so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them they were not to partake of the most holy food until there should be a priest to consult Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly together was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 200 male and female singers. Their horses were 736, their mules were 245, their camels were 435, and their donkeys were 6,720. Some of the heads of the families, when they came to the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem, made freewill offerings for the house of God to erect it on its site. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury of the work 61,000 derricks of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priests' garments. Now the priests, the Levites, some of the people, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants lived in their towns, and all the rest of Israel in their towns. When the seventh month came, and the children of Israel were in the towns, the people gathered as one man to Jerusalem. Then arose Jeshua the son of Jozadak, with his fellow priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, with his kinsmen, and they built the altar of the God of Israel, to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. They set the altar in its place, for fear was on them because of the peoples of the lands, and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening. And they kept the Feast of Booths, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the rule, as each day required, and after that the regular burnt offerings, the offerings at the new moon and at all the appointed feasts of the Lord, and the offerings of every one who made a freewill offering to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord. But the foundation of the temple was not yet laid. So they gave money to the masons and the carpenters, and food, drink, and oil to the Sidonians and the Tyrians, to bring cedar trees from Lebanon to the sea, to Joppa, according to the grant they had from the Cyrus, king of Persia. So the Jews have been in captivity in Babylon. Cyrus has conquered Babylon, and within a year after conquering Babylon, he begins to allow the Jews to return to Jerusalem. And this is a fulfillment of prophecy from Jeremiah chapter 25, and also that Cyrus was prophesied by Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 28, and then into chapter 45. And so we have a lot of basically record-keeping here in our reading today about all those that began to return, and even some of them that could not prove their genealogies, which would be terrible for a Jew, not knowing or not being able to prove what tribe they were from and such. And while we see a great number of people that are returning to Jerusalem as numbered here, compared to what they once were, this was but a handful, not very many people at all. But when they arrive, they have those items that were given back to the people, and those items that were given to them to take back with them. And you have freewill offerings, and when they arrive, they begin to set up these burnt offerings to be able to go back to what was required under the old law. They begin to fulfill that which the Lord had required. And so They are finally worshiping God back the way they should have been worshiping. Remember, they've been gone for 70 years. The city has been razed to the ground. There's not a lot left. When you think about what the city once was under David and then Solomon, and Solomon building his temple, it's very sad. Now, when we get to Nehemiah, we're going to see a little bit extra information regarding the comparison between what it becomes as it's rebuilt versus what it had once been as well. But make no mistake that the Lord was behind all of this. It starts out saying that the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. It's not that he forced Cyrus or overcame Cyrus's free will. The Hebrew term that is used there references mental will. In other words, God influenced him, and Cyrus was willingly allowing the Jews to return to Jerusalem. And if you remember when we talked a little bit about Cyrus some time back, Cyrus was very different than Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar wanted everybody to become Babylonian and sort of integrate into his society, whereas Cyrus respected the religions of the different peoples. And so this seems to be what he's doing here, is respecting the Jewish religion and allowing them to go back to serving Jehovah. This proclamation that he makes, talking about the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, is also recorded on the Cyrus cylinder. And so there's extra biblical confirmation of this statement that he has made. So that gives us a little bit to think about today. And as always, I ask for you to pray to God that he may be with us all.